in Crest Hills in Lockport Township. Lockport Township Fire Protection District is the service that goes into Stateville, takes the inmates out, and then distributes them to local hospitals. Now, some of the load sharing has taken place, but St. Joe's still with a huge percentage of the inmates. I don't have the numbers in front of me today, but it's been 18, it's been 12, it's been 13, while others have had one or two or none. John O'Connor, the fire chief of the Lockport Township Fire Protection District, joins us on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Chief, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate that. Based on geography, you are the ones that deal with Stateville. What is that like for your first responders that have to go in there?
Well, it's certainly a challenge. The number of patients that they're having is significant, and it's something that we noticed roughly about 2 weeks ago. And when they called us, they had a number of patients, and we knew that there are a number more that were sick. They're trying to handle what they can in-house, but as patients get more serious, they need to transport them out. So there's a process with Stateville, as with any maximum security prison, and it does take time, and it does require resources on our part, but we have a plan in place for Stateville specifically, and we're able to handle 2 to 50 patients, you know, depending on what they need. But we have noticed that their number of transports has gone down over the past week. So
good.
Hopefully that's a positive sign.
Yeah, because last numbers we heard, there were 80 inmates and 30 or 85 inmates and 30 employees that were infected with COVID-19. Not all of them need to be transported, but still, those are huge, huge numbers. Now, we have been talking a lot with State Senator Pat McGuire, State Representative Larry Walsh Jr. I spoke with Natalie Manley, State Rep, yesterday about something that needs to be done, a plan that needs to be put into place. And you have devised a plan. You have delivered it to the Deputy Governor, Christian Sanchez. We asked people yesterday to email him. We still haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything yet?
No. Actually, I was in communication with Senator McGuire this morning, and we haven't heard anything. I was inquiring with him in case he's heard something on the state end, and he has not. So we provide a proposal to Senator McGuire, and then he pushed it up the lines from there.
What did your proposal look like?
So essentially, as it is for EMS providers right now, we're mandated to deliver patients to the closest facility, regardless of their capacity or ability to provide definitive care. Now, the problem exists because COVID-19 virus affects different areas at different rates. The governor's office just put out some statistics yesterday with regards to area hospitals throughout the state and their ability to provide ICU beds and their availability for that. Will County, the southwest suburbs, is second to lowest in ICU beds availability at 20.7%. And where you have Rockford at 68.9% availability. So it affects different areas differently, and where you could have a hospital like St. Joe's at capacity, you could have Riverside or St. Mary's and Kankakee that are doing just fine. So the plan is to more evenly distribute the patients amongst area hospitals instead of just automatically going to the closest facility. And it requires to get real-time information from all these area hospitals and provide them to the resource hospital, which happens to be, for our area, Silver Cross. Silver Cross will then, with this new information, real-time information, will be able to direct EMS providers where the most appropriate facility instead of the closest to send a COVID patient. So if Joliet's your closest or if St. Joe's is your closest, but they're at capacity, they may direct you to go to Bolingbrook because they have ICU beds and ventilators available.
Sure.
So this provides a better definitive care for the patient, even though it's a little longer transport time for the EMS provider. In the long run, we're just spreading out the burden of the COVID patients.
Yeah, we broke it down last week. I mean, St. Joe's is 5.7 miles from Stateville. Silver Cross is 10. Bolingbrook is 10. So we're splitting hairs here. We really are. This needs to be done. Chief, you'd get the call from Stateville. You'd need to deliver an inmate. You would then what? Call Silver and say, okay, look at the tote board. Who's got space available? Is that how easy this would be?
That's exactly right.
You don't need to bother Springfield. You don't need to bother the governor because I know they're busy doing a lot of things. You guys could handle this in-house. You just want the authority.
Well, we need someone to take the initiative to get the information from the hospitals.
Right.
So our proposal had suggested IDPH because they're not in the hospital setting. When this hits us as hard as it hits the East Coast, everyone in the hospital setting and pre-hospital is going to be extremely busy. So I think that's where the holdup is right now. Who's going to take the time to gather information from area hospitals and provide that real-time information to Silver Cross or to medical control, which is Silver Cross for us?
And your suggestion would be?
Our suggestion would be a representative from Illinois Department of Public Health.
Okay. All right, that's simple. And you could work in tandem with them and be in close contact with them. It's so simple. And again, this plan was delivered on Sunday. We're here Wednesday. Is there any hope that you'll get a response sooner rather than later to help ease the burden right now, especially on St. Joe's?
We're in constant communication with our representatives and other area departments in the hospital. So hope it's hope right now that something's going to come to fruition, whether it's our plan or some other plan. But as you can see, the Southwest suburbs, we're already the second least available in ICU beds in the entire state of Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it's going to significantly affect us. And I think that's right around the corner. So I'm trying to stay optimistic.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Alarmingly low percentage of available ICU beds to the hospital region 7, 20.6%. That's the second lowest percent of Illinois' 11 hospital regions. So, yes, this is a crisis. There's no doubt about that. John O'Connor, the fire chief for Lockport Township Fire Protection District, thanks for coming on. As soon as you guys get any news at all, please pass it along.
Will do. Thanks, Scott.